$26 or more, valid through February 24th.
All righty. Well, I just pushed the button and we're going to go live, and I'm trying to move my microphone so it's not covering Cheryl's beautiful face over there and hiding mine. Okay, so there you go. We are talking with Cheryl, turning her microphone on now. So many things to remember so early in the morning, Cheryl. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
We are talking the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. We do a little chit-chat here in the morning on Fridays. And we were just talking about, we'll get to the business of the week in just a little bit. But first off, effective meetings. Let's have an effective meeting once in a while.
Everybody I've spoken with is feeling the meeting burnout.
Yes.
And you're one of them from our conversations, right?
Yes. I am so tired of doing Zoom meetings. It's not even funny.
Yeah. And, you know, communication, I love this quote. Communication is the currency of success.
Yes.
It's very much true, but meetings provide a venue for collaboration and communication. So there's five things to run an effective meeting.
Okay.
On the blog post, there is tips on Zoom etiquette. And there's also a fun little YouTube video. But for the five steps, the first one is don't hold meetings just to meet.
No, this is true. I can totally concur to that.
You know, some people are so ingrained in your regular monthly meeting that if you don't have agenda items to discuss,
yes,
trust me, people will thank you to say we're canceling the meeting for this month because we've got nothing important to
see,
tackle.
And I'm good with that. I would totally say that I'm totally 100%.
But I actually had somebody who was upset when I canceled a meeting because they just wanted to get together and see everybody and chit chat.
Okay, then y'all get together. I won't be there.
Exactly. Number two is articulate your desired outcome. So what this one talks about is in your first 10 to 30 seconds,
right,
when you start the meeting, you need to express what you want to see happen by the end of the meeting.
So you get the lineup, as it were.
You have to have the why as to why you're having that meeting.
Right.
What's the purpose of it? Include only necessary detail.
Okay.
We don't. A lot of people don't need the backstory. You know, we always did this because way back when.
Right.
We don't need that.
And you can do that on number four.
Absolutely. That is with keeping an agenda.
That's right. And stay to it.
And stay to it. Absolutely. We're in a time where everybody is having to pivot and change.
Right.
And one of the things that can be very frustrating is, but we've never done it that way.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Or how about this one? You've probably heard this one before, too. Uh-huh. It's always been done this way.
And so why are we going to change?
And why are we going to change?
Yes.
And so, yeah, we need to make sure that we're allowing that pivot and that innovation to happen.
I like putting action to it.
Putting action. The last one is to follow up with your action items. And so if you leave a meeting without assigning action items, then you've missed a key component.
Right. I totally agree.
So yes.
Perfect list.
So be sure that you organize and structure your meeting so that the participants want to attend. That's the key. Is you don't want to give people burnout so that they quit coming. You want to make it so it's engaging, it's fun, and so that they feel like they are being of value and goals are being accomplished.
There you go. Business of the week. I got a friend over there that hopefully he gives me a call.
Hopefully. So. Can we want to congratulate Sparklight?
Yeah, Sparklight. They're more internet. They do cable TV. They're the cable TV folks, and they do a lot of internet right now, too.
Yeah, the general manager wanted me to mention and remind people that they do the internet, the TV, they do video, and, you know, for businesses and right. Families as well for your
Perfect.
Homes.
Sparklight, we will. Give me a call over there, man, I'm telling you. Okay, events. Coming up, let's see here. We've got one that's on February 14th, of course, is Valentine's Day. So what do we got there?
Yeah, the Caddy Shack out at Jerome Country Club. And let me mention, you do not have to be a Jerome Country Club member to go to the restaurant, the Caddy Shack there.
Okay.
So they're having on Sunday the 14th, they're having their live music and a special menu from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Reservations are required. And you can get their phone number and the details on the visitjeromeidaho.com website under the events page.
All right. Virtual Leadership Series coming up on March 25th. Sign up for that.
Yeah, well, this is our second time that we're offering this leadership series, and we're going to do it virtual this time.
Okay.
So definitely go to the website and sign up for it. It is a great program to help anybody, regardless of where you are in your position at work.
All right. Well, and one thing you've added here is if you're looking for a job, to check your website, right?
Check my website. There's lots of jobs that are available.
All right. Well, Cheryl, it's good to talk to you. Thank you so much for stopping by, and we'll do this again.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Like what you